Hello,
Hello.
hello. How are you doing?
Officer.
Not quite. I don't have Wednesday. I didn't have to hear the Gemara. Okay, I'm sorry. I put my Gemara somewhere, different room. Okay. How's everybody? I saw that what we were working on yesterday, there's a Marsha, a Marsha, size of Ramship. So I'm not sure, maybe we should see them first, but let's just look over Tysus. Let's just go over again, Isis. So the again, Tavis asked Akasha that the Aaron Herzberg, we're seeing some monster in your thing. Don't know.
Called Sauron, right?
What?
Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
I have no idea what that is. It just looks
Have
scary.
you heard of J.R.R. Tolkien?
Yes.
Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
That's where that's from.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. Thank you. But yeah, good to know. At least someone knows. Okay. Anyway. So again, Tavis asked Akasha that the Gemara, you were looking for another case in the Mishnah, should have picked the case of Bawa Tanai. I know that you divorced the lady on Tanai, that she and as Moshe, some stranger, was married to this lady. He divorced her on Tanai that you don't marry Reuven. And then she married Reuven's brother, Shimon. And then Shimon died. So now, and Moshe is still alive. So she's, as far as Reuven is concerned, is an Isserasius ish. And that should potter the tzara. So Tavis answers the answer that we read yesterday, I think we read it, is that it, since we're learning out erva from achas ishto, so you have to be dumya the achas ishto. So amanasado to tinasi is not dumya the achas ishto because it's mutter biznutz. Amanasado tinasi is not dumya to the. I'm sorry, not nasado to yeah to tinasi. It's a body is mutter to have kedusha. I'm sorry, national tinos say is mutter to have znus. Hi, what if you said both? I'm national tinos to body. So then it should be daimed to achas. So then Tavis comes up with a different answer that because he says e let me get the line. He chashiv shear, kimochus mi pliny, him kaim sharna kinesis achat kaidim. The Tavis has a tzad that it's called a shear. And what it sounds like he's saying, and since it's a shear, so when you marry kinasa achat kaidim, which means you married Shimon, so now it becomes mutter to Reuven. Sharile to Reuven, Kinesis Achiv Kaidem. That seems to be what Tavis is saying, which is we know the Gemara says in Gittin, that's a din of chutz. very interesting thing that you can begarish a woman chutz miploni, and then she marries someone else, so she becomes mutter to the person you said chutz from. Because why? Because since chutz is you're still quasi married, the gabe Reuven, but you can't be married to two people at once. So once you marry Shimon, it's mafkir the marriage to the gabe Reuven, the original marriage of Moshe. Because you can't be married to Moshe, the first husband, and the second husband at the same time. Okay, so we had two problems yesterday. The one problem was that logically, how in the world can you consider it like chutz? Because the maisa, the guy said, I'm an ass. He made it tonight. So granted, the tonight results in the same result as chutz. And maybe it would have the chisarin of chutz as far as being not a full gershon. You say that in order to be a garish a woman, you got to be megarish her fully. So maybe this has the chisarin, the same chisarin that chutz has, that it's not a gershon because it's not a full gershon, because you're there the shear and the get. So maybe I could hear, even if it's doing tanai, but this type of tanai is also like a shear, because practically speaking, you can't have anything to do with this person. So that's it's considered a shear because we go after practicality. But good. But Taibit says if it's considered like chutz, so then it's in Sharile, the words of Taibit, Sharile kinesis ochet, which means that he sounds like he's saying that just like by chutz, when you marry somebody else in the middle, it goes off. Here also, why in the world should it go off? The ma'isa you did tonight. You didn't do chutz. You did the mechanism of tonight. The mechanism of tonight. I made it tonight. I said to Farish, I want it tonight. That if you don't mean to say the Reuven, the get shouldn't work. And now the tonight is not being fulfilled. So how is it possible for the camp to be mekuyim when you're over on the tonight? It doesn't make sense. No, I can hear that it's a chutz and tanai at the same time, but it's definitely a tanai. What?
One second. Why is it worse than chutz? Chutz also he made a condition. It's not for this guy, and it falls off.
Excuse me. Chutz he did not make a condition. That's the difference. The chutz is not tanai.
But he said it not for this guy, and that falls off.
You're right. He said I'm divorcing not to this guy, and that's true. But there's something else that took off the kedushin that got me that guy. Okay.
Well, the same thing that could take off the kedushin. No.
So something else took off the what took off the kedushin that got me that guy? Because you can't be married to two people at once. But by tanai, we have a lumden. Tanai is oiker the get, and if you're oiker the get, then you're not divorced. Then you're not even married to Mr. Number Two. I make a tanai. I can make any tanai in the world I want. So I'm divorcing you on the condition that for the rest of your life, you only stand on one foot. You can take that. It's a very, very difficult tanai. Whatever. It's, you don't want it. Don't get divorced. So now, if you don't fulfill the tanai, then it gets bottle, and then you're not married to the second guy. I can't say, since by chutz, you definitely are married to the second guy, because the guy being the second guy, there was no chutz. And once you're married to the second guy, so the kedushin of the second guy is mafkia the kedushin of the first guy. So therefore, right.
so too with tanai. If by tanai it affects the same effects of the fact of chutz. So then, when she gets married to the second guy, it should fall off just like chutz falls off.
I don't agree. I'm sorry, not being right. It's no different than any other tanai. I make a tanai. And then you marry someone, a second guy, and then you're over the tanai, so the whole gets off.
So Tysus isn't logical?
What?
Tysus isn't logical?
No, it's not logical. There's no reason. There's a mechanism of tanai. And tanai is oiker the get when you've now fulfilled the tanai. So just because this is considered a shear doesn't mean, but you made a mechanism of tanai. Tanai means you created a time bomb in the get, and that if it's that's the word, you know, the bomb goes off. Okay, when you don't fulfill the tonight, and then and you when you don't fulfill the tonight, detonates the Tanai and it destroys again. So there's no, that should be like any other Tanai. The Tanai doesn't make any sense. What is the logic why, if you marry the second guy, the Tanai doesn't work to be Oiker the get? That, I don't hear any logic in that. And my son, the Maram Shifts don't seem to be bothered by that kasha. The second kasha we had, which Shmuel asked, is that since Typhus seems to be going in the beginning of Typhus, I mean, let's just say it's Lav Dafka, but Typhus in the beginning seems to be going in the Manda Omar that they only argue by Amenas, but by Chutz, everybody agrees it's not a good get because it's a share in the get. So on the side that this is considered like a Chutz, then B'chlal, it gets worthless. So there's nothing for Typhus to talk about. Of course, it doesn't potter the Sarah because, I mean, it doesn't, there's nothing to talk about because she was, the get of the first guy was Paso, and therefore she's still married to the first guy. She never married the second guy. If the first guy gave her a get, on the national, if that's considered chutz, miploni, so then it's a shear. There's a shear that gets Paso. So then she's still married to the first guy, total marriage. So when the second guy marries her, the Kedushin wasn't Typhus. He married an Ashes Ish because the get didn't work. So the whole, the Typhus doesn't have to say that the reason why it doesn't pop in Tzara, because when she marries the second guy, you can't marry the Yachid because the whole Kedushin is worthless. Right. So, and as you say, that Typhus is going in the Manda Omar, that even by quotes, it is a good get. But it doesn't sound that way from the Lashon of Typhus. And that seems to say, but perish by care.
Maybe Typhus is not specifically taking a Manda Omar. I think they say the Rechonim, maybe the Marsha says that why did Typhus wait all the way here as opposed to all the Rishonim who asked the Kashan Daf Beis about Baal's Tanai? Because they say, I think they say, maybe Marsha, something that says that they wanted to wait to say that even talking about where there's Machloikas. In other words, so on that side, Typhus is really trying to cover all bases. So when Baal's Tanai, I was thinking that maybe Pshat is that when Almanas is, in other words, it's not more or less. Tyson would go on either Machlokes. Tyson doesn't know who's right in the Gemara and Gittin. Tyson wanted to go on both Stadim. It's just once, you know, the Chutz becomes like a Kula once it can be broken. So like Tyson is taking care of Almanas. I don't have it worked out exactly, but once he's taken care of Manas, now you say, oh no, it's Taka Chutz. Well, if you take care of Chutz, now you have to go back to that Manamu who says Chutz. It's not Pshat, he wants a Dafka go on this. He wants to cover all bases to ask his okay. Kasha.
I don't know. Let's wait and see. We'll read them if it could be, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. So let's look at the Marsha.
Is the first Kasha only a Kasha on Aaron Hertzberg? Well, if we go with the other Pshat that Rebbe mentioned in passing yesterday, that the person's das, he doesn't really mean Tanai when he puts too much into the Tanai. Would that also take care of why the Tanai doesn't break the get?
If you say that the guy didn't mean Tanai, he really meant Chutz, yeah, that would answer. That you say that Anan Sandi, that when he says such a thing, he meant Chutz. That would answer the first kasha, but it sounds very strange. Why should you assume, since there's a halachic nafkamina between Chutz and Amenas, and Amenas works better than Chutz because Chutz doesn't work if you know, Chutz won't work when you marry someone in the middle, and Amenas will work when you marry someone in the middle. So it's very logical to assume that he meant Amenas and not Chutz because his goal, right? The simple case is he's divorcing his wife. He's divorcing his wife because he's angry at her that she was being too friendly with Ruvay. So he wants to get her. Okay, I'll divorce you, but you'll never marry Reuven. I'm not going to divorce you. You can go marry your boyfriend. So he wants to make sure that she can't get Reuven. So, you know, now to use the system of Chutz, she can get Reuven. All she has to do is marry someone else and then kill that husband, you know, theoretically. And then she can get married to Reuven. So the pashtus is, you know, you she prefers Tanai. So why would we say that, oh, Anan Sadi, she meant Chutz and not Tanai? Tanai is a better system, and he said Tanai. So Mistama, he meant Tanai. Maybe there are people that say such a thing, you know, that there are, I think, people that say such a thing, but it's a little shver of shot. Why would we assume the guy says Tanai, and Tanai works better than Amanas? It covers more cases, and it succeeds in answering her more, which is what he's trying to do. So why would we assume Anan Sadi, he meant Chutz, and when he says Tanai? Sounds like a difficult swara. Okay, let's look. You know, we're sort of rushing because we don't have that many days in this sugya.
Will Taisus in the beginning of Gittin help us?
Well, Taisus and Ram Shif asked this kasha, and he gives a shot. So the Ram Shif is a very, very hard to read. We were saying yesterday, we started reading the Ram Shif yesterday, but I don't think we read the beer. I don't think we read it. It's a very difficult Maram Shif. They definitely deal with this issue. About, I don't know how many years ago, but when I was still in Queens, I said a chabura on that Maram Shif. That's the only way I know, remember the Maram Shif. And I know that the chiddush of my chabura was that I wanted to say something like Shmuel. And basically, in order to say that, I wanted to say that the beer in the Maram Shif has Rav Shah in the Maram Shif, which is a little wild, because usually the beer is, you know, the ultimate explainer of the Maram Shif son-in-law, whatever. Then I wanted to argue with him in the reading of the Maram Shif. But okay, anyway, but let's look first at the Marashah and the Marashah. I think we should go and then the Madura Basra. There's a lot of people here before we can get the before I can do the Maram Shif, which is a little bit more complicated. So who do we do first? That's the question. I think we should do the Marshal first.
Marshal, right?
What?
Usually the Marshal comes first, and then Marshal comes after.
The Marshal, Madura Basra, and the Maram Shif. A nice Madura group of
Basra
people.
Is the Marshal, no?
What?
Isn't the Madura Basra the Marshal as well?
We don't know. I don't know. There's a star. I don't know how this Masechta works, whether the stars, they have the Madura Basras. Some of them have stars, and some of them have hands. I really don't know in this particular printing. Which Madura Basra? Let me look it up. I'll tell you up. Maybe this Gemara actually tells you. Madura Basra. Okay. Okay. He says that this Madura Basra is a Marsha. That's what he said. The printer. How does he know? I do not know how he knows. But that's what he says. Okay, so let's read the regular first Marshal.
Baby, is there somebody on this chat too? Is there someone on this chat who could post what we're doing that's not an early Mount Komos on the chat?
That's not a what?
If we're doing another Maramokom that's not been sent out, is there somebody who could post it on the chat so I could download it?
I'm sorry. It's on the back of a Gemara, but you know.
Right. You know, I don't have a Gemara with me tonight.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Binyamin Pesach, can you take a picture of it?
Someone sends a page of the Marshal, Marsha, and Madura Basra. Is anyone capable of doing that?
Yeah. I'm not working with the Gemara either.
Aaron, can you do that?
I could try to do that. I'm just recording the shift for some other people at the same exact time, so I don't want to lose the recording for the other guys who I'm recording.
I have no idea how to do that.
Does anybody have a Gemara?
I might be.
I have a Gemara. I just don't want to lose the recording for the other one, but let me try and see if I can do this without losing it.
Why are you recording? Doesn't it record automatically?
Yeah, some people want it right away. Zaretz Yisrael, but there's different people.
Yeah, the recording that's done automatically doesn't end up coming out till like an hour or two before shear the next day usually.
Oh,
People want it right away. So one second.
So people like Rabbi Silverberg and Eretz Yisrael, he probably does in the morning when he gets up.
Okay. All right, so that's way. Meanwhile, Chief, and I'll look at the Madre Marshall.
Where are these Mepharshim in Gittin?
No, the Marshal and the Marshal and the Maharam Shif are right here in the back of our Gemara. The Maharam Shif is in Gittin.
Then it should be in Sepharia. Does that help you if I send you a link in Sepharia, Dov?
The just in the back of the regular Gemara, right here.
I'm sending it now.
The Marshal. I'm sorry, I didn't realize people didn't have Gemaras. I know we're both the technical.
Rabbi, which piece in the Marshal is he got a lot of pieces there on the Stosis?
Well, first I want to do the Marshal, because the Marshal, and then the second piece on the Marshal quotes the Marshal.
Oh, there's
someone.
Yeah, then I said I am the Marshal, so it's the second piece, the second Marshal.
Okay, I sent out the Marshal.
Marshal just came in. Thank you, Shmuel.
And what about the Marshal?
I wasn't sure which piece Rabbi wanted me to send. Which, the whole thing?
Marsha, the one that starts, Kosovo Marsha.
Okay, I'm sending it now.
All right, thank you. That should be enough for now.
Make it nice. Okay, one second.
Yeah, it's a second Marsha as well.
One second. Okay. Done. Sending. Okay, if there's a little shtickle more, the second picture, I'll send it. Rebbe can start.
So let's do the Chochma Shleimo. Here we start. Dibri Amasyo, E. Choshev Shir Kamo. Nimsa Sido Pirish. So here, right here, he's answering Shmuel's Kasha, and he's saying, Taisus means to say that Ichoshev Shir, and that Shir is good, right? Which was Shmuel was saying today also. So in other words, even though Taisus started out assuming that Rabbawaz is only by Amenath, at this point, Taisus is switching, and he's working the Rav Elazar's even by Shir. Mikoma gom savar, heicha denisis ha'acher bein asayim, shabot la'ashir. So now when you marry someone in the middle, the Shir is bato. Shrei nitakla me'isirishayna. Because this svara that once you marry someone, so the Shir goes away.
Why? That's your kasha.
Well, because that's the thing. When you say chutz, and then you marry the second husband, so the chutz disappears. So since it's considered like a chutz, so therefore it goes away. So that certainly is kayim liyodim. The bato atanai bato getim afreya. Okay. So he's not really explaining. He's just saying the simple reading. The simple reading is that Taisus is saying that for some reason or another, when you say Amenash and Altinose Benaltivali, we assume you meant Shir. Shear works, but the Maisa, it's not going to, once you divorce your wife, once you marry the second person, so Shear goes off. So therefore, she's mutter to Reuven. Okay. He doesn't answer the problem. That's really the simple reading of Taisus. The Maram Sheh, the Mashal, is the simple, simple reading of Taisus. But the question that we had, that, you know, why in the world should we assume that when the guy said Amenas, he meant Shir? Like, it's just so weird. Kai said Amenas. Why would you assume he meant Shir? And like what I was saying before, especially since Shir is better, Amenas is better than Shir, because Shir doesn't last when you marry the second person, and Amenas does. So this summer he wanted Amenas, because he wanted to last even after she married someone else. So, okay, so I don't understand. That's the, now the Madura, the Maram Shik, Maram Shif in Yevamis is coming to defend the Marshal. But at this point, I don't understand the Marshal. We'll have to wait to it. Let's wait till we get to the, you know, there's, but he, the Marshal, is just a simple shot. That Taivis is, I mean, it's a simple shot of the words of Taivis. It's not simple in logic. That for some strange reason, we assume he meant Shir. Okay, if he meant Shir, so then it's a very simple way. Obviously, if he's meant Shir, so when you marry the second person, it goes off. Okay, let's see the Marshal. Baza Marshal, Pirish. Rabbi Ozer, Baza Gashir, we get out of get. There's else to get, the get's how. Because Titus doesn't give the reason because the get's not a good get. He says the reason is because once you marry the second guy, the third person becomes mutter. That's the Rashab. The old Herach Einsham. Ein Eido Dibre Pek Kaddish. Right, this is a beautiful line. The Ulai Eidim Dam Yitzoy Kosev Keach. The Farah Jibri Ataitis. In other words, this can't be. The Marshal could never have said such a pshat. Can't be. So it must be it was a Talmud. Why can't it be? So Kashdon Anu Kaiminin to be Amanas Pligi. Because Tavis is Mashmah, this was Shmuel's Kasha from yesterday, that Tavis is Mashmah, then we're assuming that we only argue by Amenas, Abachut, Rabbi Ozer, Mozit, Abbe Get Klau, who could sign a dot, some Kashkas of the Hill. The Elav came, because if you're going to say that we're going in the Manda Omar that says that Rabbi Ozer is even by, says that it's good get even by chutz, tikva kushas and akuli ama afina rabbanan. In other words, Taivis clearly said he's only asking according to Rabbi Ozer. Now, Taivis in the beginning was asking in the case of Amenas. So why? The fact that he says that's Rabbi Ozer means that he's assuming Rabbi Ozer is by Amenas. In other words, where is two Deshaites in Gittin? Everyone agrees Rabbi Ozer and Rachamim are only arguing in one case. One Lashon says they're arguing by Amenas, but by Shir, Chutz, everyone agrees is no good. The second Lashon says they're arguing by Chutz, but by Amenas, everyone agrees it's good. So if Titus, when he asks his first Kasha, he says he's only, and he asks from Amenas, that's clear. And he says he's only asking Rabbi Ozer. That means he's going according to the Deya of the Brisa that holds that the Chama and Rabbi Ozer are arguing by Amenas. That means that by Chutz, everybody agrees it's no good. Because Rabbi Ozer is only by Amenas. So how can you tell me that David later is switching sides without telling you and going that on the side that chutz is also good? The Dvarim Eda Shikosa Hecha Shibato Hecha Shimnitzes Amisai Shibato Haishiura Trey Noglim Isha Sarishim. These words that the Marshal says, but that translates, it's on Nemer Eda Pligi Bechutz. That's only if you say chutz. And Tavis is looking now that they're arguing by Amenas and not chutz. But this only worked if it's worked by chutz. The Sarah was is because now we have to get. So hopefully he's the head of the Brisa. And it was without the Canaan. That's the Gemara in Gittin. The Mahi, he named a chutz, Mishra Shari. The Tanya mother was with the Garish and Amenas. So you see, this svara of going off is only shy by chutz. And now we're and it doesn't make sense because Tzivis is holding now that chutz is not a good get. Oh, I this the chutz yeshir gadol Tzivis no never hotzim. It's not like a b'shum akom. Elash ainu get cloud. We don't find Tzivis is mashma. He choshev shir is like there's such an opinion. That's what it's saying. This mashmat, no such opinion. I'm sorry, reading quickly. I'm sorry. Mishum the boy that shulchan tzaris ish shoyse muteres the ochiv hamdeis. We have a case of tzaris ashes ish that she was muter to the brother hamdeis, but sura the yavin. That's like this is kasha. He wants to find such a case. You can't find say the case is I'm an ashel tinosi noti body. Why? The e choshev shiura the get kimo chutz, but how they get cloud? Can the kaima ashel the motor of the chutz? If can kinesis the okav ameis call them. If came gamma love shari, the beget zeh. If came gam olav shari, what's gam olav shari? Gam olav shari. It means even to Reuven. The beget zeh gam olav ameis vayse asura. If this is beheter kosh ameis megarish oshe gerish beget acher. Came gamma love shari. Is that barer? Right. I hope everyone got that. But I don't think so because it's a little hard to read. The Marsha is reading type is very, 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 very funny. I don't see any grace alumnus in the Marsha. It's just a reading Marsha. He's saying type is saying like this. When you say I'm an ashenot inosimot body, so abade. In Lumdis, you're using the mechanism of Tanai, not like the Marshal. You said Aminas, you mean Tanai. However, in the Maisa, even though you're using the mechanism of Tanai, since you said Aminas, so you're creating a share in the get. And therefore, the get doesn't work. According to Rav Ozer, this day of hold, and if you said chutz, it's not a good get. So even amenas, because it's a shear, and you can't make a get, can't be megarisher when there's a shear. So even by amenas, there's a shear, and it's not a good get. So it's not a good get, so there's nothing to talk about. Right? In other words, what's the case? She was married to Moshe. And Moshe didn't give her a kosher get. So what in the world have to do with patering the tzara in the area? She's married to if Moshe's still alive, so she's Moshe's wife. When his brother Shimon married her, so Shimon is not married in Ashes Ish. It's nothing. Dushan not Taipes. Edema, you'll tell me that Shimon married her after Moshe died. Or Moshe gave her a different get. So then fine. So then it's a regular Yavama. And she did Mutter the Reuven too. Right? Now there's a Tzekmi Manasha. If Moshe's still alive, so then Shimon's Kedushin wasn't Taifes. There's nothing to talk about. She wasn't even married to Shimon. Shimon's the dead brother. And if Moshe died, so then Fakir, then she did marry Shimon because Shimon's Kedushin is Chau. So then it's she's mutter to Reuven because Moshe's kedushin goes off. Right, that's how the Marsha is reading Taisis. That he chashes shir imkain shisharinay. So then she's mutter to Reuven. Kinesis achiv kaidem because the only way you can get nisus achiv kaidem is that Moshe died. And if Moshe died, so then she's mutter. She's mutter to the Reuven because Moshe's dead. A pliyadik amarsha, personally. Why is it pliyadik? Anyone?
Tosis forgot to say that Moshe died.
Yeah, and that's right. And also, and if he did die, then of course, like, there's no havamina. Moshe's dead. You want the whole kasha was is an isheracious ish. Obviously, the kasha is that Moshe's still alive. That's why this is kasha. You know, if the Tovis is all kasha, you have an Isser Ashes Ish from Moshe, because the Tanai, if you don't fulfill the Tanai, so then she's going to be married to Moshe. But and you'll be over Ashes Ish. But obviously, if Moshe's dead, then there's no Ashes Ish to Moshe. Like no one was ever talking about a case that Moshe's dead. The whole Tovis was revolving about around the cave of Moshe's alive, and she's an Ashes Ish to Moshe. That's a whole Tisus. Otherwise, it's a silly Tisus. It's Ashes Ish. Why is she an Ashes Ish? The husband died. She's not an Ashes Ish.
Why is he only taking care of that by Shalot Tanase and Talot Taboli? I mean, if you're working on Mamanashach, then you should say the same thing by Stamazay Al Tanai. And if he died, I'm saying whatever chashash rochik you were.
If it wasn't tanasi lo tivali, so then it's not a chutz. So then you could then it's not a shear in the get. So you could say that it's a tanai, and Moshe is still alive, but there's a tanai, and that's why she can't marry Reuven because of the tanai. But he's saying,
you know, I'm saying when he took care of Shlo Tanase and he took care of Lo Tabali each separately, he said it's not done with the Achazisha.
That was in a case when he's alive. Obviously, that was the case.
And why not also say, and if he died, it wouldn't be an issue either. The same way he's saying it here, something he's bothered by, whatever that is. So he has to be bothered by there. Nothing happened more here.
Okay, I agree with you. Like, it's very, very funny. Like, why in the world should he deal? Okay, I agree with you. I agree. Sure, we agree. See that? In other words, it's like a very funny marshal that Tovis is dealing with a case that if Moshe's marriage goes off, because if Moshe's marriage goes off, then there's nothing to talk about. So why would Tovis discuss it? If Moshe's marriage goes off, so then she's mutter to the Reuven. Obviously, that's elementary, my dear Watson. That's the most elementary thing in the world. The whole gotcha was that she's an Ashes Ish to Moshe. So Moshe died or divorced her, she's mutter. Anyway, what Taibin means to say, but if Moshe did die, then she's also to the Sheni. So that's what he should have said. That he should have said. He should have said that Ichoshev Shir. So therefore, when the brother, assuming Moshe is still alive, since it's Ichoshev Shir, so therefore the get's not a kosher get. So maybe she wasn't married to the brother. That's what he should have said. If gain, that would have been a valid thing to say. That a chiddush, if this is considered shir, and this is a chiddush that's considered shir, because he said amenas, he didn't say amenchus. So it's a chiddush if this amenas is considered a shir. And therefore, the get's possible. And since the get's possible, so therefore, you're not married to the brother. That would have been a valid sentence. But to say, Edomai, what happens if she didn't marry the brother because the Moshe died? So then she moved it to Reuven because Moshe's dead. You know, like that's, you know, like you're leaving, you left the Chiddush took a step. Which is the case, what happens when Moshe is alive? And there the chiddush step, because that the get's puzzle and bottle, even though he said amenas, he didn't say chutz, so that you left out and you skipped to the simple step that if Moshe is dead, you know. Okay, but that's the marsha. I don't see any lumdus in the kedushin, but in the reading. Okay, so let's now Now that we see the Marsha and the Marsha, so the Mamshif in Gittin is trying to salvage the Marsha, right? The Mamshif does not like the Marsha. He says the Farish in Gittin that he thinks the Marsha is very daichik. And he's trying to salvage the Marshal. So let's see. Now, at least we did, I don't know, maybe we smeared it quickly, but we've got a little background. So let's read this Marshal.
The Marshal?
No, I'm sorry. The Ramshif.
And where?
Ramshif in Gittin. I don't know. Did the guys have that, or have to send that off?
The one we read yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that we have.
Ah, Gavaldic. That we have. I got to get it.
I think so.
Open the pages.
We sent out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's read this Ramshif. You see, at the end of the Ramshif, if you look, he says, Umashe kosa marsha bezebi avamis lo de ratzen. You know, it's not as strong as the marsha said to the marsha. The marsha said to the marsha, Eze tamet toye. And it's just completely wrong. He just says it's all the right.
Rabbi, the Chochma Shlomo came first?
Yes. Obviously.
How come our printer shows Marsha up top and then Chochma Shlomo on the bottom with...
Okay, because it's Olam Hafuch. I don't know. Obviously, the Marsha came first because the Marsha quotes the Marsha.
So right, I'm saying it's...
I can't...
In this case, I'm not sure if I knew it.
I do not know my history. But based on the fact that the Marsha quotes the Marsha, I think we can prove that the Marsha came first. Right, that's pretty conclusive. And it's
Marsha was 1555 to 1631.
Okay.
With Marsha. And the Marsha was 1510 to 1573. So it was like 40 years before. Okay. Marsha was 40 years before the Marsha.
And I think the Maram also came before the Marsha, I think. But I'm not sure. You can check that. How do we get our history? When did Maram live?
There are too many other things with Maram.
Maram Lublin.
Mayor B. Rotzenberg? No. That's
Maram Lublin. We got it. You got everything on your fingertips.
Mayor Lublin?
Yes.
1558 to 1616. So he was the same time as the Marsha.
Uh-huh.
Just about the same time as Marsha.
Okay.
But they're all within 30, 40 years of each other.
Okay.
And I don't know when their lifetime there was published, you know.
All right.
But yeah, but the Chachma Shlomo was born in 1510, and the others born in the 1550s.
Okay. Must have been a good time for the Jews.
That's considered early Acharnim, no?
Yes, that's very early. That's very, very early Acharnim. Extremely early Acharnim. Okay, now let's read the Ramshif. I do not know when the Ramshif lived. You know, that I have no idea. I assume he's the 1700s, but I really don't know. I have no idea. Okay. We're going to get the history sometime in the update history.
1608. So he was like 50 years after them.
Okay. So it's not, it's also relatively early.
Yeah.
It's also considered early Akron. Okay. So
that's interesting that they all, even though this was like early times, they had each other's farm. I mean, this was after the printing. This was after the printing press was discovered.
The Marsha had the Marsha and the Ramshif had the Marsha. I don't know about the Maram, but yes.
And the Marshal also, you had the Marshal?
I assume so. Even the Marshal had the Marshal. Yeah. So probably Ramshif Shift also had it. Okay. Okay, so let's read the Ramshif. Right. Today was the Yartzeit Rav David. So everyone knows the famous story that Rav Yaakov came to the yeshiva and for a Yartzeit shiur. Rav Yaakov came to speak at the Yartzeit of Rav David. I was not in, that was before my time. I don't know, Rabbi Meltzer, maybe you were there. I was not there when Rav Yaakov spoke in the yeshiva and Rav David. and Rav Yaakov, and they were giving a pilpul shir on a maram shif. And Rav Yaakov's famous line was, "In my yeshiva, they won't even know where to find the maram shif."
He came early because the yeshiva was saying over the pilpul shir first.
He came to them and he heard the shir. First the yeshiva said his shir, and then they spoke. So he said, he had this line, that in my yeshiva, the Bachrim wouldn't know where to find the Maram Shif.
Is that because they don't learn Achronim?
I don't know. I can't tell you. Maybe it was just a cute line. I assume it just they didn't learn Maram Shif in his yeshiva. Not a common sefer. It's a hard sefer, and they didn't learn it. But that's what he said. I remember. I remember that was famous in the yeshiva. That was we have notes from his talk because his son gave us notes. They had a tape, and he copied it down from it. He sent it off the tape. We had Rav Yaakov spoke twice on Rav David's yard site. Once in yeshiva, which I was not there on the yard site, and then later Rav Yaakov used to always go to Florida for the winter in the later years. Rav Yaakov was very machmir on health, and he held that it's not safe for an older person to live in Muncie, because you can slip on the ice and then you can, if you break something when you're older. So in Shita, he was very mad when he went to Florida for all the winter. So he was never around to the yard site. So one year we asked Rosh Yeshiva to ask Rav Yaakov if we could go to Muncie before the yard site, before he goes to Florida. So that I did go for. So he spoke about Rav David in the, there were two times he spoke, as far as I know, he spoke about Rav David. Once in the yeshiva.
They were some meeting together in Slobodka, right?
They were chaverim.
Were they chavrusas?
I think they were very close. I don't know. I assume they were chavrusas.
Rabbi, can I say something about Yaakov Rav David? Rav Baruch Mordechai, it was just a shloshim. So he told me, maybe it was 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more. So I met him, whatever, in Lakewood. And he told me, whatever, I told him about Rav David, whatever is his name, Rav David Varshava, not Rav David Leibowitz. He kept on screaming at me. And then he said that his father-in-law, it was Meir Chodesh, he told him that Rav David Varshava, number one in Slobodka. And then he told me that Rav Yaakov was, that his father-in-law said Rav Yaakov was number two. And he didn't want to tell me number three and number four. I was hacking about Rav Aaron, whatever, but... he said, "Rav David Varshava, number one in Slobodka." That's what his father-in-law told him, the mayor. And number two was Rav Yaakov.
Okay. The story, we should learn, but the story that Rav Shiva used to always say, I think, is that Rav Yaakov came to, Rav Yaakov came to Canada. He sent his son, right, to learn by Rav David. Yes, there was a story that maybe Rabbi Meltzer knows who there was. Shiva used to tell a story, but I don't think he told who it was. So I don't know who it was. That some gadol came to America from one of Rav David's chaverim and wanted to be like a partner in the yeshiva. And Rav David told him that regretfully that the yeshiva can't afford two people. It's there's no partner as it is. They can't pay two salaries. So he told him, you should go become a Malamed. So this Gondo got a little insulted and said, yeah, I should become a Malamed, you become a Malamed. And Rav David said, you're right. If I didn't have a yeshiva, I would be a Malamed. And it's not an hour base, Rebbe. If I didn't have a yeshiva, I would be a Malamed. But... What?
Rav Shiv used to say that story many times.
Right. So Rav David said, if I didn't have the yeshiva, I'd be a Malamed. Hashem gave me yeshiva, I have a yeshiva. But did he say who it was?
I don't recall the name.
I don't remember Shiva saying who it was.
Could be Shiva didn't want to say because it doesn't sound so nice about him.
Yes. But it was obviously a very close
contact. Tyler Rabbi Yaakov said that if he was in Europe, he would send Rabbi Yaman to Rabbi David.
That was a different story, yes. Yes. But that was right. But I don't know who this God was. And some God, though, that wanted to be a partner with Rav David. And then Rav David told me that he would agree in theory, but he couldn't afford it. He said, you should have no money.
Wasn't just being nice to him, maybe?
Right? Maybe, I don't know. We tell them to become a Melamed. And there's a Durbin story, again, I'm wasting time, but a Durbin story, which I heard this in Israel, which was, I thought there was a, there was, when I went to Israel, so there was a, we, the yeshiva started a cheder. So one of the cheder was started, there was a few kids, parents, who were together in an English God. And the English God, and then they wanted to, when they were coming for kindergarten and nursery, we weren't happy with this kid, so we started the cheder. My son Nachmi was in that cheder. Nissen Bernstein was in there. Yitzhak Berkowitz had a kid in there. And there was a person called Rabinowitz, whose father was a Rosh Yeshiva in London, in some yeshiva in London. Anyway, apparently this Rabinowitz's grandfather, I don't remember his name, but he had a, you know, I can't think his mother's name, but he was called the Tzavaka Ilui. So he introduced himself to the Rosh Yeshiva, that his grandfather was the Tzavaka Ilui. So Rosh Yeshiva told him the following story. He said, "Ah, your grandfather, the Tzavaka Ilui, I have to tell you about your grandfather." So it's a funny story because it's like, on one hand, it shows a tremendous shvach of the Tzavaka Ilui. On the other hand, it's a little not so shvach. But Rosh Yeshiva told the following story. The Rav David got sick, and Rav David wanted Rosh Yeshiva to take over the yeshiva. And Rav Yeshiva didn't want, he wanted to learn. But the guy, Rav David is sick, and what can, you know, it's the problem, he can't give the shir. So then Rosh Yeshiva said he read in the Yiddish newspaper that the Tzavaka Ilui is coming to, is landing in America. Rosh Yeshiva said he remembered the Tzavaka Ilui from when he was in Tzavaka. And he says, as a kid, the kids used to stand around just to watch him, because he was such an amazing, you know, it was like a, it was almost like fun to watch this Eloy sitting and learning, like oblivious of everything, just learning. So the, he remembers standing around watching the Tzavaka Eloy learning. So he comes, he says, he comes running to his father. And he says, "Our problems are solved. The Tzavaka Eloy is coming to America. You don't need me. You have the Tzavaka Eloy." The Rosh Yeshiva said, "And Rav David told me, but who says," he said it with this nigger, "but who says he knows how to teach?" And she said, "What? The Tzavaka Ilui, the God of Adar." And Rav David said, "But who says he knows how to teach?" The story.
The Rosh Yeshiva told this story to the grandson?
Yes. In other words, he was a tremendous...
I don't understand why the Rishi would tell the story to the grandson.
Because he was trying to say he was a tremendous Eloi. He was a God of Ador. Rishiva was like overwhelmed from him that he was such a goddess. But Rav David held that not just because you're going awesome means you can relay, you can explain things well. You're, you know, Eloyim aren't always good teachers.
Did he become a Rosh Yeshiva anywhere?
I don't know. I don't even know what his name was. It was just called the Tzavaka Ilui.
It wasn't Rabinowitz or whatever, this guy?
No, that was his son-in-law. I don't know what his name was. But that was Rosh Yeshiva. She was trying to tell him, like, wow, I had so much cover for your grandfather that I thought, you know, the God of Ador, for sure, we should hire him. But Rav David said, Rav David didn't deny that he was the God of Ador. You know, one of the, he just said, but he might be so such a big Ilui, he can't teach. Anyway, yes, it's a funny story, but that's the story the Rosh Yeshiva told him. And if David said, but who said he knows how to teach? Okay, anyway. Nassim, you ever heard that story?
I've heard certain versions of it, that the fact that you're a big Talmud Chacham doesn't mean that you know how to be a Rebbe.
Yes.
A Rebbe has to know how to be Makar of Kindleach and teach them on their level.
Right, yes, that's true. Yes.
They once asked Rav Palm, he used to teach sixth grade, I think, elementary school. He says, "How come you can teach the same Gemara every year?" He says, "I don't teach Gemara. I teach Talmidim."
Okay. All right. What?
Who was that? Rav Palm?
Rav Palm.
Tom taught eighth grade?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
When he was younger.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's read this Maram Shif in Gittin. So enough, I'm sorry I battled. V'ayin Taivis Yevamis Daf Yud. Kosu Shamanash Shotanot Yevada Yichoshim Shir Kemo B'chus Pligi. Plony, could be plony, I'm sorry. If Gain Sharday can is all because the Ratsalamar, he pligi rabota dafka be almanas. Shalti Nasi. So this is pliadic, because if it's pligi dafka be almanas, so then when you say, when you say, if it works, it's chut, so then it doesn't work. So what, and the Ram Shif clearly is saying that tonight does work. So that's where if you read the beer, that's the beer's big problem. He says, Pirish, again, let me just read this again. Ipliger of other dafka baminash, shaltinasi, katan de brisa, abu banash, shaltinasi, altivari, choshev kichos. So the Ram Shif, the beer, basically says that it's like, oh, that's not what he means. But he twisted a complete sentence to mean the exact opposite. If you read the beer, how he twisted words, that he really means to say that that Rabbi Ozer is Amenasha is not Dafka, is Lav Dafka Amenas. But okay, but let's keep on reading. I don't know, this opening line is very strange. So you could be as it. The Vadai Shari the oven. According to this stat that you say it's considered chutz, it's vaday shari to Ruvein. The dino kemo chutz. Why is it shari? Because it's like a chutz. The mo de rabo azer ki hocha v'nitzes achar ben asayim the pako ishes k'deo. Abba gav the rochuk zemi daito. Now I'm not sure, does daito mean from das taisis? Or daito means from the das of the person who gave the get. I think it means from das taisis. That he wants to say that taisis doesn't really believe such a thing because it's not logical. But it's rachok mi daito. I think he means from das taisis. To say so is havi amenat nai ubato get im avra. After tonight is havi shir we get. In other words, he's saying, the Rav Shiv is saying, that logically this is Tznai and Shir, but it's both. And since it's both, right, that's what he's saying. After Tznai they have a Shir, even though it's a Shir, but it's also a Tznai. Right? The Saisa, right now you hear it's got two words. The Saisa of Havi Amanat Tznai. After Tznai is Havi Shir. In other words, so it's both. In other words, he's saying, which makes sense, that really you're using the system of Tanai. But since the result of the system of Tanai is that you can't have any relationship with this person, so it's also a chutz. So it's simultaneously a Tanai and a chutz. Right? So lechayra, what should just mean is that it's working through the system of Tanai, but it has a chisaren of also a shear in the kedushin of the get, because since the system of Tanai results in a shear, so it's also a chutz. It also has a chisaren of chutz, but it's for sure Tanai. He made it Tanai. That's what he's saying. So it's rachik. How can David say it? It's not a tanai. That doesn't make sense. The sites of Avi Aminat Tanai. Upata again, and that should make the get bato. After tanai is a have shir beget, even though the tanai is a shir, it's only Uda Indian Zavik Bokut. It's only in this one regard it's like Kut. It's not logical that the Tanai should disappear. It should be both, Tanai and Chutz. So this is illogical. And in Domark, the type is saying, even if you're going to say something which isn't logical, it's a funny way of reading Taisus. Then it's bad to get in my Freya. Even if you're going to say that, And it does work through tonight, and it doesn't have this problem that it goes off. So you have a different answer. And I have to turn it back to again my friend. Come on, don't have all these questions. Achakach, dino chashiv shir. Okay. In other words, he's saying Tzivus is answering it no matter what. If you say it's considered like a chutz, and the get bata when you marry the second person, so then there's no problem. And if the get's not bata, I got a different answer. You can't come to zostis chadu. It's for us. I'm giving out mishir beget. The low mahani the time the prices. So in whatever it was 40 years ago, I wanted to argue with the samach and argue with these brackets. That's what I wanted to do. You shum did al dami in the shard tonight we may get. If gain yotz and returns tonight, can us I get me chutz of body. The gabi la yoko again, nishar ksas ishes khan, but they should have the akar poka ishes. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to stop. Let's read this again tomorrow, and we'll see. Okay, Yishkach, everybody. All right, okay, good night.
Okay, good night, brother.